Who's counting, Kyle?
We do podcasts by nature, it's in our blood. Steady posting the magic and spreading love. Four guys on the pod every week. Live Twitch feed for the fans, what a treat. Find us on the internet with all the pods. Stacking up downloads so we become demigods. There ain't no limit to our peak. Fortune and fame is all we ever seek. Everyone listen to a new low today. Everyone listen to a new low today.
Kyle, if you're still listening.
I was supposed to ask.
Is there a point to this in the Discord?
That's a long time. I think Joe's point is right.
Oh, I've been grading my own cheese.
That's oh, what kind of grade do you give it? Oh, it's delicious.
Grade A, baby. No. It was for when it started when I was making the bolognese.
Lisa Bonet.
And then I went and got some Parmigiano Reggiano, and I didn't want to get like the little cloud of dust, so I got the good stuff. And it immediately enhanced the spaghetti bolognese. So since then, I've been getting a little triangle of Parmigiano Reggiano since, and, you know, getting a little grape,
yeah,
put it on the eggs, you know, put it on the salad.
I could,
good stuff.
I can raw dog a blog of that.
So I remade the spaghetti bolognese a week ago maybe, and I was down to like the nub of the cheese.
Ooh.
So I just diced it up. I diced it up and threw it in the sauce.
He grated his fingers.
I diced it up and threw it in the sauce, and some of it didn't. There was like a small piece that didn't melt all the way. Took a bite of that bad boy. Woo wee! Tasted so delicious.
It's so the best. It's the best cheese. It's the greatest cheese.
It's the best cheese.
It's the best cheese. Who make it a salad?
It's the best cheese.
Who make it a salad?
Who's making a salad? Where did I hear that from? Where is that from?
Greg.
Let me guess, the Levitard show.
Oh. You're right, Scott.
Yeah,
it's one of his catchphrases that I'd never heard before.
Mario's co-hosting now.
Fellas, I got a drink. Drinks. Hey, now.
We're an
Joe's
all-star.
Healthy Juice Journey.
Joe's Healthy Juice Journey.
Joe's Healthy Juice Journey continues with Joe had a bunch of ingredients that were probably about to expire, so he had to make a snap decision.
All right.
Because I don't know if I said it last week, but the week before when
you're
I
just
when I told juicing you that
leftovers
I bought the juicer.
Now?
No. When I told you that I bought the juicer,
bolognese,
I was gonna make the juicer, but I didn't tell you guys I was doing the juicer, you know, so the lady can get some of her vitamins and nutrients and stuff like that. Well, the lady's been dealing with some severe nausea.
Wait, what's wrong with the lady?
I'm a Southern Black woman.
The lady's been dealing
Craig?
With acute nausea, and
is it cute?
It's hard for her to really hold things down, so she hasn't really been gravitating to the juices in her current state. So I had a lot of
good play on words there,
juicing.
Holding stuff down, gravitating.
Scott, I'm a wordsmith, if not anything. five albums worth of proof.
This is true.
You aren't one of them.
Wolf tooth.
I mean,
do we count the fourth one?
Yeah. It was still count. You mean the third one?
Was it the third one? You've had two since then?
It was the third one. Yeah, I've had two since then.
Oh, wow.
Outside came out before 30, and then Mama's Boy came out last year. But, so, I had a lot of leftover ingredients that probably were going to, they were still good and fresh, but they had no use in sight. Had a lot of leftover kale, a little bit of leftover broccoli, a whole lot of spinach left over, a whole lot of carrots left over, and like a whole, like a fistful of ginger. Like it was a big piece of ginger.
Greg has a video on his computer.
Fistful of ginger. Yep. Two, three,
so
and four.
So I was like, you know what? No recipe here. I'm going to just throw this all in and see what shoots out. Threw it all in.
Did you put any like apples in there, or did you just brought 12 vegetables? Because that sounds awful.
So I threw it all in there, and then once I got the byproduct, I didn't even drink it. I didn't even taste it. I looked at it, and I was like, I'm going to go get some apples tomorrow. And I would juice some apples and get some coconut water, and I'll put this all together.
Disappointed!
So that was today. Today, I went, got the apples, got the coconut water, made this concoction right here, is, like I said,
baby vomit.
A whole lot of kale.
Just the first time?
It does look like it. A whole lot of kale, a whole lot of spinach, some carrots, some ginger.
Oh, it's
and
the
then
carrots.
Apples and coconut water. So, yeah, the carrots is really throwing off the color. So, tasting it.
Here we go. Is this a live taste test? He's throwing it back. He's twitching. His eyes are twitching. Only that's a good sign. He's burping. He's twitching.
What is going on? You definitely get that earthy flavor from the kale. Yeah,
the
I can
from
see why
community?
Recipes. Joel. Yeah, Joel.
Scream 7.
I heard.
Spoiler alert.
Why recipes call for like a cup of kale, and then that turns out to not be that much, and it doesn't give you that much, but the power, the flavor kind of dominates. You know, it kind of, it's a low volume shooter, but it fills up the stat sheet. High variance player. So, but yeah, so a whole lot of kale. You definitely get that dirty, earthy flavor. It's like if I had kale and beetroot in here, which now that I'm thinking about it, I have a beetroot that
sounds
I could
awful.
Use to throw in here.
No, keep beets out of it. Dudes and butts.
The ginger and the apple and the coconut water actually do enough to elevate the taste to make it actually palatable. I was
how many apples
I was going to be drinking. I ended up juicing 4 total apples. And then I put like 3 cups of coconut water.
Did you juice the new Neo one? It's only $5.99.
The new Neo one? What's
yeah.
that? $5.99 for one apple?
Yeah.
I don't have that much money. So I'm not my blood ain't that rich.
Someone's getting the joke.
Did I say something about a Matrix?
No, go on. Farzad's laughing.
Did I talk about the Chosen One? Mm-hmm. Did I talk about a resurrection? I miss.
Enough about your personal life.
Hey, yo. But yeah, so solid. You know, on the scale, I'd give it a 5.5. You know, it could have been worse. Ended up walking away with something palatable.
Did you palatable. Give it a taste before the apples?
No. As I said, I looked at it, smelled it, and was like, ain't no way.
You were disgusted. Also, it comes out it's like super warm after you juice it.
Yeah, that too. So I was like, let me throw it in the fridge. Let it cool, let it chill. So,
are you doing anything with the pulp?
No, not yet. I need to figure out what to do with the pulp. What should I do with the pulp? I don't know if I should make applesauce with like
you should
veggies.
Eat it.
That don't sound right.
You
just
need
eat
the fiber.
It raw.
You need the fiber, know. Baby.
Fiber Maxin.
You need the ones that just does everything. It just smashes everything into a drink. Then you get the fiber.
Well, Scott, you want to send me the money for that? I'll
I
put
will.
It on the baby registry. You can buy it.
All right. Joe's baby needs like a sound bar. Needs a new TV.
Yep.
Needs a painting class in Paris.
You guys.
Greg has a question.
I got a question.
Maybe it's Fibermaxin.
Fibermaxin. Yep. Hey, have you guys ever been just driving down the street?
Frame log?
Hitting on maybe?
A bald eagle starts flying next to you and then flies up in the air being chased by a crow.
Craig really does love
America.
Has
that ever happened to you guys?
That's never happened.
Just randomly.
I've never seen a bald eagle in the wild, first of all.
I did see Cheryl chasing Hertz one time.
What are these obscure references you're making today, Scotty?
Farzad
would get it. It's a great joke. Kyle got the reference. He isn't listening.
Cheryl.
He'd get it.
Cheryl Hurts.
Cheryl Crow chasing Jalen Hurts.
Oh, Jalen Hurts Eagle. Okay.
Gotcha.
I was like, man, Scott's doing some calculus tonight. Well, he's not doing A to C.
Combining medium and music, football.
It's crazy.
Making you guys work.
So, yeah, I was driving back to our house from the cabin last Sunday afternoon, and about a mile from our cabin, I just come around the corner, and there's a bald eagle out of nowhere just kind of flying along the road in front of me. And then it
shoots up. Did you recommend four hymns?
Did you salute him immediately? Put your hand over your heart?
Yes, I did. Twice.
Wait. You salute with your hand
over
your
heart? Both hearts. Both hearts. Yeah. Nope.
I don't think you should salute. You should salute that way, Joe. I think...
Salute.
Joe did the Elon salute. Hand over the heart.
No, I didn't.
So I slowed up.
Extend my arm.
I slowed down. I was like, all right, well, I didn't know there were bald eagles near here. This is crazy. And then I noticed that it's like going around, and then it's crows chasing it. Like, they're just flying around. And I was like, you know, it could probably kick that crow's ass. But
no, she's white, Joe.
That was crazy. Didn't know there were bald eagles, and I mean, I'd seen a bald eagle in Helen, Georgia, but that's, you know, 50 miles away. So it's pretty cool. Just randomly.
Is Jalen Hurts going bald?
No,
I don't think so. No,
he's got a pretty good bit of yours.
Could have went Lane Johnson. He's a bald eagle.
And I'll go past Hurts. Hurts, and who's the tight end?
Dallas Goedert.
Goddard. Is Goddard still on the team?
Probably not. Probably going to end up leaving the free agency. I would say no, he's a free agent.
Are you guys in the rebuilding phase again?
No, retooling. I mean, contracts are up, and there's people that they want to keep on the books probably, and there's new people you got to go find. That's why you have Howie to wheel and deal and then find people in the draft.
He's making deals, Howie.
Yeah.
Did so you?
Kind of hit, your team's changing logos.
Did you hit the eagle, Greg, with your car?
No.
Could you have
hit a dog the other
but
day?
It got me thinking. What's the most random, cool, just random cool thing you've just come upon out of the blue, not expecting it to be around the corner, and then boom, there it is. You guys ever had anything like that? I mean, sometimes you're going up to a place and you come around a corner, you see it, like, oh shit, that's awesome. Like the ocean, or a redwood, or like
never saw a redwood.
Giant tree.
You saw a falcon once. Come upon the ocean. Did you need better Google maps?
Living in Atlanta, you know, you assume the name has some namesake, but. You never think you're just going to be out at the basketball courts one day and see an actual falcon just roaming the premises. So that was a whoa.
Can you tell the difference between a falcon and a hawk?
Can I? No. So I just called it a falcon. The Atlanta Hawks are here too, so it could have been a hawk. Could have been a falcon. I don't know.
They're very close.
Can you tell by the jersey color?
Something about the
beak. Both happen to wear red, Scott. It's very tough to tell. Red and black, part of their main color schemes. So yeah, I almost hit a dog the other day.
I saw Eliza Dushku,
bro. Nice. That's
What's
you gotta come
name?
Down. For some reason,
what's the Fox
this...
guy's name? Who's the Laker?
What's
Fox?
The Fox man name?
Fox?
Rick Fox?
Rick Fox.
You saw Rick Fox?
Yeah.
I saw Rick, a fox. I came around Rick the corner fox. At Disneyland, and he was with Eliza Dushku at Disneyland.
Rick Fox is with Eliza Dushku? That's a surprise.
What the heck is Eliza Dushku?
Dude, there's so many dogs roaming around Murphy, North Carolina, and I'm not sure what the deal is. And they all have, like, collars. They're, like, they're dogs. They're not strays, wild. They're just people's dogs. They're just wandering around. We have so many cameras around our place, game cams and ring cams, and most things we get are just dogs, which I think is why we don't get as much wildlife, because there's all these fucking dogs roaming around.
Dogs just come out to your house?
Therapists and mental health.
Yeah, because they smell our dogs.
Was she the friend in
I've seen like at least
Buffy?
12 different dogs.
She was the friend in Buffy.
Because she's not Buffy.
She was in Bring It On, the first one, right? She was...
Oh, well,
the
there's a second one. There is a second one.
There'll be like 50 of them. About.
You're right. 50 of them? Really?
Maybe not.
Okay. I didn't know her name. Sorry.
She played the daughter. She was a daughter in, was it Face Off?
I don't keep up with the douche coos.
Dated Rick Fox for 5 years.
Why? Oh. Rick Fox has a roster, to say the
yeah,
least.
Yeah, I think, yeah, I knew that about him.
I mean, he was married to Vanessa Williams for a period of time. Is that her name, Vanessa Williams?
True Lies. She was a daughter in True Lies.
Vanessa Williams?
Vanessa Williams, okay. I was like, man, did I get that wrong? Yeah, so I'm driving, leaving the house, and I live in a cul-de-sac. I'm in the cul-de-sac. I'm in the curve. I'm in the cold.
You're in the sack.
Of the cul-de-sac. Yeah, actually, I'm in the sack. I'm in the rounded part.
Sack town.
Yeah, you're at the bottom. You're at the very bottom of the sack.
So I'm in the sack of the cold. The sack.
Married to Vanessa Williams, 1999 to 2004.
Crazy.
I think he gives everyone Sharon Stone for a year.
Wow, Kristen he's really Davis. A five-year guy, huh?
Khloe wow. Kardashian, 2015.
Wow. Odd. So I'm leaving the neighborhood. I'm on the phone with my brother, talking to him about something that is, you know,
sweet transvestite.
Nonsensical. No, wrong brother. Just saying some nonsensical stuff, you know, just catching up. And driving past one of the neighbor's house, I'm going like 2 to 3 miles per hour. Like, I'm literally just like, I got my foot like off the brake. I'm not really driving yet because I'm looking for something in like the console, center console and whatnot. So I'm just like cruising to get to the stop sign to then turn.
You're not
out
cruising at all.
You're not cruising.
Like 2 miles an hour.
2 or 3 miles an hour.
Sorry, Jesus Christ. Didn't know you guys were the cruise police.
You're coasting. So, coasting.
Coasting. Coasting. Thank yeah. you. Poor choice of words. I was coasting, and I'm rolling by.
Said
one
it
of
again.
My neighbor's house. I was gonna say I'm coasting by, but I'm rolling by one of my neighbors, and he's outside like checking the mail, and his dog is with him, and he is going up. He turns.
Are they dapping each other?
As I Scott, as I am approaching. His like the area of his driveway, basically, like where he would pull out. So I'm approaching his driveway.
The mouth.
Him and the dog turn up. Yeah, the mouth, basically. Him and the dog turn up. The dog stops, turns around because I guess it hears my car, and then leaps out in front of my car. And I just hit the brake, and I'm like, "What the fuck just happened?" And I'm like mid conversation with my brother. I'm like, "Yeah, so
wait." You had your phone up your ear? You can go to jail,
no, I had
buddy.
Headphones on. I had headphones on. And then I'm looking at the guy, and he's not reacting. So I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I'm just sitting here, stopped for like
not my
a
dog.
Clean five count. And then the dog just springs up and follows him into the house. I'm like, get this dumb dog. Jesus Christ. So I almost hit a dog.
Big, he's trained this dog for insurance fraud.
What happened?
He trained his dog to do insurance fraud.
Oh, he trains his dog to be a
yeah. You don't SGA? Hit it, and then you go out, and it's on its back. He's like, ah. And then he's like, here. And
my neck and my
up,
back.
Boom.
Like Snoopy. From
and then you yell at the dog, you have a dash cam, and he just runs off.
Well, yeah, that was odd.
Do you have a dash cam?
No. I think we've discussed this before. I gotta download the footage. Get out of here. I'm good. I'm out of here. Too much work. I live my life. I live my life clean enough.
Quarter mile at a time.
All right. Next time you run someone over in the neighborhood, that's your coasting through.
I'm gonna be coasting. I'm 2 miles an hour. I have eyewitnesses everywhere. Somebody's Ring doorbell is obviously.
No, I was checking to see if
being
there's a
vigilant.
Lost and child.
Watching for the neighborhood. Dog. So,
do you know when you sign up for your Ring cameras, you can sign up for like it's like lost dog alert or whatever? And
yeah, the bullshit they try to advertise on the NFL or the Super Bowl.
If you're part of the the network, like they
do you think your husband's cheating? Turn on Ring Cheat. We check people walking by your house.
No, it's crazy. It's insane. They immediately try to walk it back, by the way. I don't know if you guys saw that.
Mm-mm. Of course they did.
They, like, sever ties with the company that was, like,
Planteer.
They were working with in collaboration to do it and everything. So, yeah, they try to walk it back immediately. Somebody made the funniest observation. They were like, they really thought they had the big one. Like, so much so, the CEO of the company was in the ad. Like, they thought they nailed their Super Bowl ad, and immediately everybody was like, this is a police state. What are you doing? Like, this is surveillance state type shit, and they had to backtrack everything. Like, that was a waste of $10 million for that ad.
I don't even know what you're talking about, but I believe you.
You don't? You didn't? The Super Bowl ad where it was like, oh, the dog got lost, and then all the Ring cameras in the neighborhood kind of like, well, like, they just become surveillance cameras to, like, pinpoint where your dog is.
Right. Yeah, I didn't know they had an ad for it. I just noticed when I hooked up a Ring and camera the other day. It was like, you could sign up for it if you want.
Did you watch the Super Bowl, Greg?
I don't watch commercials.
Did anyone watch the Super Bowl?
The best part! It's not anymore. Not in this day and age. It's not the best part. But I'll share the ad.
Release them the week before.
Well, yeah, they tease them.
It's like Black Friday now. It's like, here's our Super Bowl ad.
Not
a month
what it
ahead
used
of time.
To be. Yeah, that's
yeah.
A great
just go
point.
On Twitter the next day or during the day during the game. You get all of them anyway.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Well, your boy's been baking.
Turkey or like full pork?
No, not bacon. Your boy's been baking.
Oh,
did you ever have beef bacon?
Beef bacon?
Beef.
Yeah.
Beef bacon.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because Amin brought it up, and like nobody had ever heard of it. Like, they make beef bacon?
Who?
Yeah. I've had beef bacon.
Is that your buddy that you brought on the Zoom one time?
Amin.
No one knows better than my boy Amin.
Greg, this
okay,
is
what is going on?
What's that?
Boys and bacon. At this point, every once a week, I'm making a loaf of bread just for the lady to have toast and me to have some sandwich bread for the week. So that's not even something to be brought up. But I will say, last two batches I've had, I'm getting better with time. The boy's getting better with time. Bread is coming out soft.
Oh, you made an herb one with time?
On
10,000 hours.
It's great. I pretty much know the recipe of my sleep at this point. It's pretty good. Pretty good. But I wanted to challenge myself.
Do you weigh your ingredients? Or do you
weigh my ingredients, yes. I'm a weigh my ingredients type of guy, Scott. Come on now.
He's going full.
Who you think you're messing with? Who you think you're messing with, dog? I got the scale. I got the digital scale. I'm cooking in the kitchen. If the cops came in, they might think I was cooking in the kitchen. You know what I'm saying?
Don't trust your measurement tools, because Sometimes they're bad.
Yeah, because things get packed in. You know, things do not be packed in. So that's why you got to go with the digital scale. So yeah, so I decided I was going to make a lemon pound cake. Shout out to the, I don't know if I've shouted them out before, but on YouTube, Preppy Kitchen, cool dude, nice demeanor. Yeah, he'd be baking in his kitchen. Nice demeanor. Following the recipes. Nice demeanor. He's like a Greek fellow. Yeah, he got like two little kids and a wife. Seems like a good enough dude. Puts out two videos a week. But yeah, so I saw his pound cake video.
You know who I love? All right, go on. I'll tell you. After.
I saw his pound cake video, and then I was looking at some of his other recipes in the cake playlist that he had, and I saw a lemon pound cake, and I was like, you know, it's better than a pound cake. A lemon pound cake, obviously. So got the recipe, went and got the ingredients, made that bad boy, zested one whole lemon, put that with the dry, combined that with the wet. Then I had to make the frosting. First time ever making frosting. Get a little powdered sugar.
Sugar and water.
And what he did was throw a tablespoon of the lemon juice. Have I been saying lemon or lime?
You've been saying lime the whole time.
No.
God. Cake. Yeah. Okay. I was like, damn, I think I fucked up. So a tablespoon of lemon in the powdered sugar along with a little bit of some milk as well to make the frosting. So the frosting has a bit of lemon lightness to it. The cake has that lemon zest and lemon juice coursing through its veins. The pound cake was nice, soft. It was a great bake. Came out very delicious, very enjoyable. It's something I will make again. What I need to get is like a journal and write down some of these recipes of different things that I've been doing, like my drink recipes and my baking recipes and the smoker stuff, just so I don't have to, because the problem is like if I want to make it again, I got to go back to the video and like follow the ingredients.
You should make a video journal on TikTok.
You trying to Mike Carano me, Scott? You're Tyler to my Mike Carano?
I mean, you know.
I thought about it, but I don't know. That's just not me, man. It's just not who I am. I'm not. This is not that
we
guy.
We have money
like,
to make.
It was funny. I was watching the Preppy Kitchen dude, and I was like, I just don't have this
je ne sais
disposition
quoi.
Where I can get on the camera and be like, hi, everybody, how's it going today? And I'm going to be making this, you know, make little jokes. And like, it's just not
that's, that's why you're going to be good, because you're just going to be Joe. And they're going to be like, he's just raw.
Whoa. Hey, yo. It's crazy. But I don't know. I don't know if I got that in me.
All right, what's your TikTok? Are you starting?
Tick.
Joe's Kitchen.
Joe Bakes. I was thinking of making an Instagram. I was thinking of making an Instagram and taking pictures of my bakes just for people, you know.
No, you'll do it for 2 weeks and I won't post again. And then you'll have the account on your thing and it'll be like 3 years later. You're like, what did I ever start this for?
I'm going to keep baking again. I got bakes. Every bread I bake, I'll post on there.
Right, start
every bread
account.
I
see how long it lasts.
I'll think about it. Still thinking about it, Scott.
Every kid I make.
Still thinking about this guy. Do we got anything from down under?
Wait till we say he has something from down
question.
Under.
You guys ever had a kid who played football?
Hey guys, it's Knut here, and I'm back with another question. Different one this week. What is your technique in washing yourself? As in, like, having a bath or a shower? Well, more specifically, a shower. Do you have a system? Do you like to start on your arm, your leg, your butt, your head, your face? Do you use any special tools? A sponge? A washcloth? A loofah? Do you call them loofahs in the US? I'm not sure. Are you a cake of soap or a gel guy? Or woman? There's no women. Anyway, Just my thought. And did someone teach you, or is it something you figured out yourself? All right. Something to think about recently. All right. End of my question.
It's way too intimate a question.
Hacky. All
right, I'll start. I go loofah. I start on the arms. And then I go down the body and then back
up. I think
up.
Everyone starts on the arms, right? Well, I guess you can start on the chest, maybe. But who starts on the chest? You start on the arms.
Start on the arms. Arms, pits, down the body, back up to the top of the head.
You go one arm, boom, 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 boom. You make your way around the body.
I go top to bottom.
Shower gel to the loofah.
Top to bottom?
Start with a champ.
You start with a champ? Now that's crazy.
Start with a champ?
Who's starting with a champ? That's crazy.
Just put the champs in your hairs and wash your face. Rinse
in
your
the
hairs
face?
With the conditioner.
Wash your face in. Without the champ. You got a special face wash, right?
Yeah, of course.
You're not using champ. Okay.
Greg's lathering his face with the champs.
I got shampoo, conditioner, face wash. Got a body wash.
To be fair, yes, a shampoo.
Three in one?
Facial hair.
That's the last thing I do.
Okay.
Yeah, why?
Starting with the shampoo is crazy, though.
What are you talking about? You get your hair wet, put shampoo in, and you wash your face.
Nobody starts with the shampoo.
When do you put
shampoo
in?
If I'm washing my hair, I'm going to start with the shampoo, but I'm just talking about a regular everyday shower. I don't wash my hair every shower.
Oh, well, see, I wash my hair. That's what the shower's for, wash my hair, mostly.
No doubt. I got a thing going on here, so.
Wait, Joe, when you do wash your hair, do you start with the shampoo, or do you start with the body wash on the arms?
Yeah, start with the because I got to get.
What?
That's not crazy. There's a lot of champing, so it's like, let me start this early. There's gonna be several courses of it. It's almost like it's less of a shower and more just washing my hair that day.
Right, you get a pass for that. Greg doesn't. We start with the body wash. We end with the shower.
Why would you start with the body
lather,
wash?
I got a second lather and a third lather.
Start with the hair, then the face, and you rinse both. Then you put conditioner in. Then you do the body wash.
I was gonna say, Greg actually brings a good point. I start with the face.
And then you rinse it all.
Head to the arms. I have a
more shampoo lasts, but what, you don't use conditioner?
Get a little cleanser.
So you let the shampoo, then you got to put the
arms, the pits.
No. How do we do last? I don't understand doing it last. Even if I had 2-in-1, I'd leave it in the whole time. The last thing I do is rinse my hair.
You know what's crazy?
Wait, you leave it in for that long?
I gotta apologize. When Greg said it, it just sounded crazy because the way he said start at the top. But now that I'm thinking about it more, even without this hair,
James knows.
I am starting champ first. You gotta start champ first.
How long are you guys leaving the champs and the conditioner?
You gotta go top down.
The whole time.
Well, the conditioner is at the end of the wash. Scott.
The last thing you do is you rinse everything all at once, like the conditioner, body wash, you rinse off all at once at the end.
Scott, I think you're the anomaly here. No. So you're cleaning your whole body.
Greg's putting conditioner in his hair, and then he's lathering up his whole body, and then he's washing it off? Is there a constant stream of water?
That's kind of how you're supposed to.
Why would you
hide?
If you're washing your body first. Your body first, then you go over your hair.
No,
then
Scott,
then
you
got shampoo
your head out,
all
you
over
don't
your
put
body.
Your head right
when
in the
you
thing while
out.
You're, Greg, we're missing out on a very important thing. Scott just realized what I'm about to say. Scott's short; he can't avoid the water if it's on the shampoo and everything was on his head. The shampoo and the conditioner on his head is just going to get washed out immediately. He can't really do like a nice little neck crane. Get his head out of the way, you know.
Yeah, I got
so you guys let it.
Down.
You guys let it lather while you're washing the body.
Yeah, you gotta let it soak in there.
I don't let it soak.
It's like if you're trying to get a stain out of a shirt, but you can't put it in the wash. You hit it with whatever like stain remover, and you let it sit. You let it soak because then it can pull out some of the dirt. Then you rinse it off.
It drips down to your eyeball, and now your eyes.
Sometimes it does. That's when. Sometimes that happens.
Because you never.
If you got it too, you know. If it's too humid in that in there, and then it starts, but then you gotta close your eyes, and then you just gotta be, you know, you gotta be daredevil with that bad boy. You gotta have your eyes closed.
But then the boogeyman might come when you open them up.
You just know what you're doing, Scott. That'd be happening. Sometimes if you watch a movie and it's like, ah, oh, man, what's going on around here?
Like Scream 7.
Like that's what happened when I watched the first season of Last of Us, and like the mushroom zombies and
cut
shit.
That out.
Like I watched damn. I took a shower like after watching one of the episodes, because I was watching them during the daytime because they were creeping me out. So I took a shower after one, and I was like, oh man, I got a feeling. I got that weird feeling like something's around the shower curtain, man. And I was nervous the whole shower.
We're back.
Yeah. No.
Alrighty. Well, I got a marketplace situation.
Joe to the front, please. Joe to the front.
Pidgey or Tyler? Is
so.
For you.
So, what happened?
You got Tyler to do the grocery store.
That's kind of sound like Tyler. I was on the marketplace, you know, browsing around as I want to do, and I saw something that on there that intrigued me. Did a little research.
Sourdough yeast starter.
Did a little research to see how it worked, and then I was like, okay. How could I implement this in, like, the day-to-day? Okay, I know Babe likes that, so okay. And then I was like, oh, wait a second. I think this is the thing that Scott and Greg be talking about every now and again. And I was like, oh, okay, I kind of get it now.
You had a bidet on somebody Facebook Marketplace? That is crazy.
Not a bidet, Scotty. Someone had a SodaStream on there for, like, $15. And it was like barely used, still in the box. I was like, oh man, I looked and got the right CO2, had the CO2 join in the cart, was ready to go. So I sent them a message.
You,
and I was like, hey.
The CO2 before you got the thing from the.
I didn't buy it. I put it in my Amazon cart. Listen with your ears, Scotty.
I mean,
your joke mind.
It's very. Going that so, far is.
You got to find out what it is, because I'm going to need to get it, because I'm going to want to use it as soon as I get it. All right. So then I sent the person a message. Well, the problem is I try to send the person a message the way I've been doing it, because I just go on Facebook Marketplace on the browser. But now I try to send the message and it won't allow me to send the message, which I've been doing since I've been using the marketplace. It tells me I got to download Facebook. I'm like, man, I don't want to download Facebook. Like, why? This is the dumbest thing ever. But okay, whatever. I guess this is how they're going to make me do it now. They obviously went through, because there was a period of time where like I tried to reach out to a couple of people on Marketplace and either messages weren't going through or they were getting deleted. So there was a snafu happening somewhere. And now this downloading of Facebook app, I'm like, okay, this is obviously they're trying to funnel people back to the app instead of I'm using the browser. So download the app, send the person the message. I think it was a Friday. Yeah, it was Friday. And I had nothing to do pretty much because I was procrastinating on the thing I needed to do. And I was like, hey, I'm free to pick this up anytime today. Let me know. Let me know if this is still available or something like that. And then I went about my day. I had like a Walmart run. I'm checking my phone to see if I get a message. Got nothing. Did some groceries. Got back to the house. It was like 6 o'clock-ish. Put some food on the burner to make some dinner for me and Babe for when she gets home. And then I'm like, man, really wanted that person to hit me back. You know, maybe that's just another one of these dead ends. So then I go, I'm on the toilet, taking a crapper. And
toilet.
taking a crap.
I look at, I go and I open the Facebook Messenger app. It's very annoying. The Facebook Messenger, I got a I open it and now I have a notification. And it says at like 3 p.m., the person was like, yeah, come get it anytime. Let me know. 3 hours later, I didn't see the message. I already went to Walmart. I got food cooking right now. This babe's getting off at 7 o'clock. It's already 6:30. I'm like, damn. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I didn't get a notification for this message. Is there any way I could come pick it up sometime tomorrow? Haven't heard from the person since. Very, very disappointing. So you,
are you
boys,
sure you haven't heard from them?
I've checked. I've opened the app and checked. So you boys, soda streamers.
Probably got rid of
it. I switched to the Ninja Thirsty because SodaStream's an Israeli brand, so we canceled them.
Oh, well, the brand I was getting wasn't a SodaStream. I thought just SodaStream was the name of the product.
Which one were you getting?
The general product. It was Fizz It. It was Fizz It. A Fizz It.
Fizz It.
Yeah. Fizzit.
Fizz It. Fizz It. Oh.
Because Lady is carbonated water is really doing wonders for her with all the nausea and everything. So I was like, you know what? I'll get this and, you know, it'll help her out. And this way we don't have to go buy bubblies. Cause that's one of my things right now. Like the reason I'm baking the bread, not why, but one of the benefits of baking the bread at home, trying to get the fizzes, like I cannot spend the money to go get these things, you know, every time I go to the grocery store and save $4, $8, like a part of my grocery
bill. Yeah, and you can make it super, super bubbly. Like how bubbly I like my water, they don't sell that because it's like overdoing it.
Max bubbles.
Max
bubbles. The gas.
Yeah. Like, I'll make a root beer.
Gas can get expensive, though.
Yeah, the gas is like $30. It's crazy. So, but I'll just probably wait for my next check and then
drinking a fizzy soda pop here.
Buy it off of straight off Amazon. Get it from the source.
Get it from the source.
Yeah.
Get it from the source.
Get it from the source.
All right.
Get one of those used.
We got some movie things to discuss.
Do we?
Yes.
Welcome to the movies.
Thank you to Satan for giving me inspiration.
All right, quick recap. Well, there was a big award show that took place over the weekend. The Actors Award, formerly known as the SAG Awards. The Actors Award has been one of my favorite broadcasts of late. I believe it was 2 years ago. They went to Netflix. I stumbled across it. And Netflix puts on a good little ceremony. It's been fun to watch. It's paced well, honestly, in my opinion. Moves. It's a pretty good show. So run through a couple of the awards here. It's not a ton of awards, which is good. Best male actor in a drama. Noah Wiley for The Pitt. Shout out to The Pitt. Female actor in a drama, Kerry Russell for The Diplomat. Does anybody watch The Diplomat? I've not met a person.
I've heard good things, but I have not watched.
Seth Rogen won for comedy actor for The Studio. Catherine O'Hara won for best female actor in comedy for The Studio. Posthumously, obviously, Seth Rogen went up, gave a very, very good speech. Owen Cooper, the kid from Adolescence. We're still in the Adolescence.
How?
Goddamn cycle.
It's been 4 years ago.
This is finally the end of their cycle. But he ended up winning for male actor in a limited or TV movie. And Michelle Williams won for Dying for Sex, limited TV movie. The Pitt won for Best Ensemble in a Drama. The Studio won for Best Ensemble in a Comedy. The Last of Us won for Outstanding Stunts in a TV Series.
Rick Fox's ex one?
Harrison Ford was given the Lifetime Achievement Award. Very, very good speech. Check it out if you haven't. Okay, so actors, they're all actors. The Film Awards, which you know have some weight to them because the Oscars are right around the corner, and you know all the precursors, as people say, matter to some degree because it kind of shapes the narrative going into the Oscar night. What you may see, what you some surprises, some things that you know could have been foresaw or foretold. Just no one's surprise. Best female performance in a leading role. Jessie Buckley for Hamnet. She's won this. She's won the Globe. She won BAFTA. She's won all of them. And she deserves it. Right after I saw that movie, I said, just give it to her. All right? No fussing around. Best female supporting went to Amy Madigan for Weapons. This has made this category very interesting because now she's won the SAG Awards. Wumi Masaka won the BAFTA. Tiana Taylor won the Golden Globes. So that now we have a three horse race here. It's very interesting. Very intrigued to see how that shakes out. For best male supporting, Sean Penn, who also won the Globe, who also won the BAFTA. So he looks like a shoo-in. And here's where it got interesting. Michael B. Jordan won for best male actor in a leading role for Sinners.
Which one?
This was the first.
Which brother?
Both. This is the first win he got on, you know, the normal precursors. He did win the NAACP Image Award the night before. But Timmy won the Golden Globe. Did Timmy win the Golden Globe or the Critics' Choice? I think Timmy also won the Golden Globe. But Wagner Moura won the Golden Globe Drama. None of them won the BAFTA because the BAFTA gave it to, funny enough, the guy who portrayed the guy in the Tourette's movie. So Michael B. Jordan's win to some was out of left field. I had always been like, I feel like he's going to get some recognition. Like the role was too good. The movie was too successful. Like at some point on this campaign trail, he's going to pick up something. And he's picked up different things from different Critics' Choice Awards and stuff like that. But this was the first, like, of the Academy, of the Union type of recognition thing. So that was a big win for him. Sinners won for Best Cast in a Motion Picture, which I'm pretty sure they've picked up a couple other times. This is one of the things, and this is a new Oscar as well. Or the Oscar, I believe, is for Best Casting. So it's going to go to the casting director. But this is one of the things that everyone has kind of figured out. Like, not figured out, but everyone's been like, yeah, they're probably going to get that. So this wasn't a shock or a surprise. But yeah, the SAG Awards, it was fun. It was a night full of things. Oh, my gosh, the In Memoriam. They did the In Memoriam.
Damn things.
Better than I've seen it in a long time. I almost cried.
Almost.
My goodness. I had to hold it together, all right? I didn't want to burst into tears. The way it ended was just heavy hitter after heavy hitter after heavy. It was, my gosh, we lost a lot of people this past year. It was insane. From Rob Reiner into Malcolm Jamal Warner into Robert Duvall into Gene Hackman into Val Kilmer into Catherine O'Hara.
Malcolm Jamal Warner.
Into Robert Redford.
It he was. Drowned. He drowned.
Yeah, he had drowned, like in front of his saving
Costa
his daughter.
Rica.
Yeah, it was Isaiah Whitlock from The Wire, like James Vanderbeek. Lost a lot of people. It was just a rough year. But yeah,
Kevin's mom.
Oh, and I said Catherine O'Hare. Woody Harrelson introducing.
He's alive.
Oh my God, I can't believe
he's
died.
Alive. He's alive.
He also drowned.
Him introducing Harrison Ford for the Lifetime Achievement Award was one of the funnier things I've seen in a long time. That was very, very funny. Those were the Actors Award. I've seen two movies.
Did they
movies,
have anyone with Tourette's at this award show?
No.
Not enough.
They kept them out of the building.
Not enough for Greg's liking.
Greg's a big fan of the movie, I swear. So I saw three movies. One of them was Oliver for Who Does a Podcast. Check out our episode. Came out yesterday. I'll keep the other two very brief. How to Make a Killing, starring Glenn Powell, new A24.
He's having a moment.
A24 film that he's in. He is having a moment. This movie is not one of those moments. I didn't like it. The premise.
The guy that started the
premise
Iraq
was
War?
Really good. No. Colon. You're thinking of colon.
Oh.
By the way, everybody, go check your colons. The premise of the movie, really good. The trailer of the movie, really good. The execution on the entire thing, left a lot to be desired. Crime 101, I enjoyed, liked a lot. A lot of people I like in it, including Mark Ruffalo, Barry Keoghan, Halle Berry, and Chris Hemsworth, all very good in it. Really, my biggest issue with the movie, and this could only be a me thing, there was a TV show that I talked about last year that came out. It's called Task, which is basically the same thing, but better and like more expansive, and it's richer because it's a TV show versus a movie. So yeah, if in a world where Task didn't come out like in the last 6 months, this movie would probably be a lot better to me. Probably be like a 3.5 or 4 star. Probably 3.5, if anything. I ended up giving it 3 stars. I did like it a lot. I really liked the ending. I liked
Wait,
all the characters.
Ruffalo's in that one, too?
Monica Barbara. Exactly. That, he's literally playing the same character in both. He's the cop in both properties. I was like, what are we doing here? That, like, did he not tell somebody? He could have told somebody. Like, hey, guys, I got a show coming out. Maybe you want to get somebody else. He's not FBI in both. Oh, I guess, yeah, he's FBI in Task.
Spoiler alert.
So, yeah. But, Scott, you learned that in the first 3 minutes.
I didn't learn
But, yeah, so that is what I saw this week. Greg, I believe you had some movies.
I seen some stuff, man. So, if you guys listened to the After Disaster, Anderson has discussed this movie maybe twice. I don't know. But
the movie Nirvana. A pool, a spa.
The movie that led to a phone call with someone who definitely doesn't know who Mike Carano is. Called him, hey, it's good to talk to you, Mike C. Just the name in his phone.
That was funny.
Rats, the movie Rats. Very low budget movie made by some
this
Austin.
This is on Tubi, right?
Well, it wasn't on Tubi. I ended up renting it.
Oh.
Anderson claims it's free.
It's no longer. It's on Tubi, but I didn't want to watch ads anyway, so I was okay paying. But the things they mentioned about it, he said you're going to see poop coming out of an ass. It was so like such a bad representation of it. No, it was just like okay, it's cheesy. It's not doesn't look real at all. But
it's cheesy. That.
But what the reason he brought up Rats in the first place was the song I Love Selling Crack by whoever it was. I forget the name of the artist in the movie.
Half Mouth or something.
But it was so, it was very
crooked
funny.
Crooked Face, something like that. Hacksaw Jim Cokehead.
I was just listening to that episode today and raging about how Anderson has these songs that are funny to middle schoolers, and he always brings in. He's like, "You're gonna love this."
I was about to say,
man.
It's so annoying.
Well, that's the thing is, you can't hear him either. You know, it's bad, but that's not why I watched. It's a Flophouse.
It's like when he fell in love with D'Amper. It's like
Flophouse was the name of the.
It's like when he fell in love with D'Amper. It's like Anderson loves a not good band.
Well, D'Amper has the. Their music is weird, but the movie that they
like he loves weird. Like avant-garde music in a way, which is very confusing because then we found out a couple months ago he's the biggest Billy Joel fan ever. It's like what? How do you square that?
But the thing he also mentioned about that is how they always said Hans instead of Hans.
Yeah,
And it's, yeah, so it's, I mean, it was entertaining. It was a very low budget. But, and the
Did
story
you recognize
was
Mike's
out
friend?
There. But the Flophouse, yeah, after he told me who he was. Yeah. I had seen him before, but I enjoyed it. The Flophouse video might have been the top thing, though, because he said, let me show you my video, and he brings out. It takes place in 2007, I believe, is when it's supposed to be set. Mm. So they bring up a lot of things.
That's even more interesting, because I was going to say, I wonder if they took any inspiration from...
because in the song, and the Flophouse song, he says, I'm going to live forever, and he talks about, like, Kobe, and
yeah,
I want to be like Bill Cosby, and...
I was like, funny. What the heck is happening?
But the song is actually pretty good.
I wonder if the song took any inspiration from Stitches' I Love Selling Blow. You guys aware of this?
Could be. Is it a real song?
Scott, you aware of this?
No.
Scott, look up Stitches' I Love Selling Blow. Stitches. Play that at your leisure.
D-Lo and Stitches?
Solo, cousin. Like me.
Well, yeah. Anything else, Greg? Any other movie you saw?
Yes. I saw Scream 7 with Kendra. Went to the theater.
Dude, looks fucking scary.
It's Flophouse. It's motherfucking Flophouse.
It's motherfucking Flophouse.
Greg playing Flophouse.
That was a good one. Well, it's funny because
I don't want to watch this.
And the movie, it starts out like rap. I love selling crack, and then it gets into death metal at the end, which is Anderson pointed out.
Yeah,
and Greg loved that part.
It was actually a pretty well. It's funny because the character's wearing a Motley Crue T-shirt, which doesn't fit into either of those vibes. But Dr. Feelgood T-shirt, but yeah. If it's free, I would say watch Rats. Rats. There's this woman plays a cop, and she's just so over the top bad. But it's
is it Mark Ruffalo?
Entertaining. Yes, Mark Ruffalo
is the FBI.
But so Scream 7. You know, we're back. We got Neve Campbell's back after missing a Scream 6.
What happened to
Matthew
the star?
Lillard
Scream
6? Is back. Matthew Lillard died a long time ago. His character died, but he's back. So,
spoiler alert.
The interesting thing is, so this one stars Neve Campbell and Isabel May, who plays Tatum, Sydney Prescott's daughter, Neve Campbell's daughter. But this girl is a spitting image of Jennifer Lawrence. It's very odd that they have an actress that looks exactly like Jennifer Lawrence, except a teenager. But it was fun.
Jennifer Lawrence was once a teenager.
It was a fun movie. Probably my most enjoyable one I've seen in the theater. I don't know. I enjoyed it.
Most enjoyable Scream you've seen
yes,
in the theater?
Scream movie. Oh. Scream. Because we saw the last one, maybe the last two. At least Scream 6 we saw in the theater. I think we saw the last two, or I did, because the Jenna Ortega were in those, right? So.
Yeah.
But this one's back with some older, you know, some people from the past. Of course... Courtney Cox is back. Gail Weathers.
Oh.
Aging
Jim
Gail
Carrey
Weathers.
In
but
this one.
It was fun. Fun times. And then we watched, you know, they did a TV version of The Burbs, an updated kind of a The Burbs.
Yes, I've heard of this.
Like, based on the movie, The Burbs from back in the...
I was like, who did the movie?
Tom Hanks and Carrie Fisher.
Oh, okay.
And several other people you know. But The Burbs, 89. This one is Keke Palmer.
Keke Palmer.
And Jake Whitehall and a couple that lives in this neighborhood.
Corey
and
Feldman.
It's actually pretty entertaining. Yeah, Feldman
Carrie
makes
Fisher.
Corey Feldman makes a 2 second
Bruce
cameo
Dern.
In this.
Laura's father.
Yeah, Bruce Dern was the neighbor that was... Gung ho.
Rick, do come on me.
Yep.
Hey, yo.
And several of the people from the movie are in this one as different characters.
Oh, that's cool.
Tom Hanks is a producer. Yeah. He's a producer, I believe.
Oh, okay. Nice.
But
does he dance on a piano?
Scott is the only Tom Hanks movie.
The name of the bar is Hanks. So I think that might
does he be just keep running?
But it's pretty good. There's some Scott, twists. The movie there's some twists. Try to figure it out.
The Da Vinci Code?
Does he break Forrest into the Gump. Louvre?
Damn!
Louvre? Like, yeah, he breaks into the bathroom.
He's running in the Da Vinci Code?
He did a lot of running into the Da Vinci Code.
I need to run in there and break the code.
But, all right. I watched some other stuffs, but don't need to discuss here.
About TV time.
Love selling
TV
crap.
Time. Matthew Lillard crap. Also in this season of Cross, new episode out.
Michael
today.
Cross.
You're going to watch that right after this. The Pit still going strong. Abbott Elementary has been renewed for a sixth season. The Bear, it was announced today. Jamie Lee Curtis actually told today that The Bear fifth season will be its last, which I think we all kind of suspected because we originally suspected the fourth season was going to be the last. And what
are
else
they still making beef right sandwiches?
Now? No, they've elevated Scott.
They also include ketchup. That though. They do. They sell it out. They sell. Still they do. Sell they have the window. Yeah.
RIP Rob Reiner. I think that's it. I think that's it. All right, moving on to disappointments.
Disappointer.
Real
disappointed that you people don't wash your hair first.
I wash my hair at all.
I corrected Joe the does. Record. I washed my hair first.
I started thinking you didn't know what I meant when I said champs. Shams. Champs.
Oh, no. We knew what you meant.
You know, I drink champagne in the shower.
Come on.
Champs.
Champagne popping when I'm popping
pop,
champagne.
Pop, pop, pop. I love selling crack.
No easy way to get into this, but as I was going to bed Friday night.
You don't
Saturday
need
morning,
Congress's approval.
Oh, you definitely don't. As I was going to bed Friday night, last Saturday morning at like 2 a.m., I looked at my phone. I was on the blue sky and headline coming in that bombs have dropped
liberal
in Iran.
Twitter, for those wondering.
Iran. And then I went to bed and I was like, well, I mean, that's just the world I live in, I guess. The guy that says no new wars, that Kamala and Joe Biden are going to get us into World War III, basically was just telling you everything he was going to do, and people didn't listen. And why are we there? Who knows? He bombed them like 8 months ago and said everything was done, but apparently now everything's not done.
Obliterated
so
their nuclear facilities.
Tell me how that works. Also, we had the Iran nuclear deal that Obama put in place, which basically stopped all production of uranium by Iran for a long period of time.
Yeah,
that gave everyone around the world ability to go in, just drop in and inspect, and they abided by it. Trump got in office the first time and just tore it up for who knows why and said that he'll get a better deal and has just never negotiated a deal, let alone a better deal. So, yeah, man, it's just not fun. Not fun.
The guy that accused every person, past president or running for president, that they'd start a war with Iran to distract from a bad presidency, that guy?
Literally his words. Literally his words.
And his game plan from day one was accuse everybody else of stuff he's going to do or does. And it's like been obvious, but nobody cares, so whatever.
I think I'm not even shocked because, I mean, you dance with the devil, you know. I've been very aware of who he was since the first term. And I knew this is why I didn't want him elected again. And I, went out and campaigned.
You know what? I just
want to
say it. We shouldn't have had him on our podcast. I think that was a bad decision. We had him on.
That's kind of where I'm going, though, Scott. That's kind of where I'm going. I think I'm very perturbed by two sets of people. People who, like, I saw a clip of Andrew Schultz today, like, can't you believe we're at war and Trump lied and, you know, he's distracting. And I'm like, yeah. What he said was that it's going to be propaganda. All we're going to get is propaganda. I'm like, yeah, that's what he went on your show and spouted. Like, you had him on and you allowed him to speak propaganda and not tell you. You didn't ask him any really what's the word? You didn't ask any probing questions to really understand how he planned on playing out his presidency. You just had him and had like a joke chuckle hut fest and basically made him look like a regular old dude. And then now you feel betrayed. And then the other set of people are the people. And these are, I'm not shocked. I'm not shocked by anything really. But these people are the people that just, it's hard to believe in society at large and the earnestness in the way some people go about living their lives. The people who were, we don't want any wars,
hey,
wars
are
bad, no new wars, da 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 da. And then as soon as Trump, they want to be isolationists and all this stuff. And then as soon as Trump starts a war, like, yeah, America, we're the best. We want to dominate everybody. And yeah, we want wars. And it's like, wait, I swore you just said you don't want no war. What are you? You have no shame? This goes back to something me and Kyle asked forever ago. We need shame back in the world. These people just have no shame. Like, they're shameless. They say one thing one day. Something changes. And they just change.
Season 5 was the best.
Well, it makes no sense. I'm baffled. Not baffled. Not shocked, really. But it is like, if it's such a big stance for you, how are you so flexible to change? And I think the thing that just makes me mad the most is like the people that don't see the grift. The people who you just get lied to and fed the lies and just accept them and don't discern. And I understand, you know, we all have lives and you can't be watching everything all the time. You can't be as informed as you want to be, or sometimes you want to bury your head in the sand and, you know, life's hard and you don't really want to, you know, engage with it all that much. But you talk about how your tax dollars are being wasted over here and over there. With this group of people and the immigrants and the black people and the poor people, and then you just let the government trick off with your money and go to war and it's just
let's not talk about the $10 billion peace group,
coalition that a week later then a war started
that Trump has appointed himself grandmaster for eternity. Yeah.
So the leader of peace. The only way the he can be White House, he taken says, down is if he dies.
As soon as he's out of office, he just has $10 billion of peace just money. Sitting on to get.
I was saying, and by the way, we stopped talking about Venezuela. The money they've taken from Venezuela, they've put in an offshore account. It's not coming back to the United States. They just have that sitting on an offshore account. So...
And now,
yeah, man,
people are making money.
Pay attention, dog.
Poly market bets because they know what's happening in the world.
Oh my gosh,
what are we doing? What's going on?
I was about to say the poly mart thing and the what is it, Kausha? My buddy said something to me that sounded so crazy, like a decade ago, and I was like, bro, I think you've gone like. I think you're a little, you've gone past the Rubicon. And now 10 years later, this motherfucker was dead on. He was like,
talking about Jeeps.
Now, there's going to be some weird conspiracy shit in what I'm about to say. But he was like, man, you know, China is building weather machines and they can control the weather and da 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 da. I think actually the AD talked about this too. I was about to say, he didn't go juice. He went China. So, you know, my boy. he didn't go straight anti-Semite. You know, he took something and then flipped it. He remixed it. But I think the AD talked about this, though. But he was like, the Chinese, they got these weather machines. They control the weather. That's why the weather's doing this. And I was like, actually, it's climate change, bro. He was like, nah. I was like, what would be, like, if we've been honest, like, what would be the purpose? So he was like, man, I think people are going to try to get rich off of it. They're going to bet on, like, random things, and that'll be, like, instead of sports gambling, you could bet on the weather, or you could bet on this. And I'm like, and now we're at a point where it's like Scott said, you could bet on if America's going to invade Venezuela, and you got people within the administration making those bets right before we do it and then cashing out. What are we doing here?
We need to get a job in the administration so we can bet.
I got a kid on the way, man. I ain't got time for the headaches.
True.
Greg missed his opportunity, man. You know, Greg was a delegate for Bill Clinton. Greg should have
was.
I was an alternate. I did not even get the vote.
I swear to God, I was never on that island for anything other than coffee and tea.
Never went to the island.
Low lives, low lives.
I got something to say.
By the way, sorry, just random aside. For all the belly aching about Benghazi, we got every day since this war started, it's Benghazi. Like, they didn't tell people to get out. They didn't tell people to evacuate the embassies before they started the war. And now we have 6 soldiers dead. And that's on their watch. And this is not going to be 3 days or 5 weeks. This is going to be a prolonged war because very, very cool, you know, unfortunate, but a very cool saying I heard about this is we may have the watches, but they have the time.
And they're betting on the time.
Yeah. So they're going to... Iran is going to drag this on as long as they think America can stomach, and Trump is not going to want to admit defeat. He's not going to be able to admit a victory. He can try to be like, oh, I won because I killed the main guy. But
mission accomplished.
I think this is going to be a long, prolonged situation, which is unfortunate. At the Jen Carey on Instagram, Florida.
Florida is actually... doing pretty good these days, I gotta say.
Could be worse. Well, you got Marco Rubio, who's just like a...
Mar-a-Lago. Rubio just like a soulless man in the back of every Trump photo op now.
I would say he's one of those people that just flipped like he was a...
Speaking of, DTR
Vice
Discord.
Vice President called him Hitler.
Bad people.
Bad people.
On to the encouragements.
Stories that make us feel happy.
Ah, boys.
The virus is gone.
Sometimes you hang out.
It was all downhill after the virus was gone.
Sometimes you're hanging out, you know, and not doing your work. And you go check your email because you're procrastinating. And you get a Rocket Money
Fizzy Lift
notification that you got some cash in the bank. And you go over and look, and the state refund hit the account, baby. Hey, didn't take till 7 months like it took me last year for them to do
Which
it.
Which cruise we going on?
We going on all of
Coast,
them, baby. We
coasting.
Going on all of them.
Not cruising, he's coasting.
But yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So... state income tax refund dropped last night.
We need
awesome,
to do our taxes.
Awesome.
I need to do mine.
We don't have time. We don't have time. I'm traveling and
Greg
doing stuff.
I was about to say you've been to so many different states. You've been at the cabin the last 3 episodes.
I'm at the cabin every week.
You can sit home
next week though. It's probably off the air stuff to talk about, but. Scott and I both are out of town next week, so
What?
Hey, we're Squiggle. Both in back to Vegas. We need the bubble craps.
Did we not invite you this time?
What? I got a baby.
Bubble craps tomorrow night.
Learning right now. We don't have an episode next week.
I had the bubble craps last night. It wasn't good.
It's hey, yo. Can I get Can I get
Every day.
Can I get
Every single day.
Speaking of, hey, Squiggle, on the Discords, because we're Cuban. Encouragement. Invincible Season 4 next week. Beers clinking against each other. Emoji.
Eyebrow Canute on the Discord. Encouragement. Luca is 5 years old today. Potentially needs a haircut. See photo on Discord. Did you know which one was Luca in that photo?
Only because he said he's a haircut, and only one of them has long hair, so I assume that's
I haven't even seen the photo. What was I going to put in the Discord?
Photo of your bread.
No. It was the ad for Ring.
Oh, there we go. For Ring. The Ring doorbell something thing. Thank you, Greg.
Whatever happened to Ring? He hasn't been back in a while.
Hey, Ring Newton.
Rick. Ring-a-ding-ding-ding.
Ring Newton.
Ring ding dong.
Oh, we're about Ring Newton.
All right, short episode.
Huge shout out.
How long did it go? Yeah.
What do we learn?
Thank you, everybody.
It's not bad.
Learn that.
How this works.
Joe.
We learn.
Greg lathers his hair first thing gets in the shower, just sits there. For the rest of the 30-minute shower and washes his body.
No, because I rinse it out and then I put conditioner in.
It's
shampoo, face, rinse both, conditioner, body. Rinse. Repeat. There you go. Learn that Scott... I don't know. Is
Scott doesn't know how to shower.
Yeah. Scott doesn't know how to shower.
Also, Scott is short. Dang. Luca got too much hair. Goodness gracious. I'm just seeing the photo. That's crazy work.
Doncic.
There's no Australian Fabio for a reason. Boy got
wait, wasn't Fabio
lots.
Australian?
No, he was like Austrian
or something. Yeah. I mean, Fabio is what? He's either Italian or
it's too hot out
Spanish.
There to have that longer hair. Well, I guess they do got the Hemsworths though. So
yeah, but
maybe
don't cut
the
hair.
Maybe the kid will grow up to be Thor. Yeah, was it? Maybe the kid will grow up to be Thor.
I would assume Fabio.
But even Thor
Italian
cut his hair.
That's an Italian name. Yeah, Italian born American.
Born in Milan, Italy. In France.
Who, Thor?
No. Thank you, everybody, for listening to another episode
Fabio.
Of Anulo. Fabio.
Fabio. Fabio.
Fabio.co. Shop.anulo.co.
Fabio Foreign.
What about to do that? Fabio.co.
Listen to the other shows on the Anulo Podcast Network. Who does a podcast? Cheers from the Press Box.
Joe has three of them.
Full of moss.
Misbehaving children and heat. If I left anything out, you can find everything you need to know at a new level.
To the Spanish Corporate.
.co. 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 Go.
Tom Haberstroh.
This is the time to say goodbye to all our low-life friends. We tricked you into listening, but now it has to end. See ya!
This is a new low. Right.
This is a new low.
How dare you, sir?
Get your hand off my penis.
Kyle?